Welcome to episode 33 of the Worship Online podcast. My name is Brenton. We're back and I'm hanging out with Matt Podesla today. If you didn't catch our last episode, part one, go check it out. We kind of gave an introduction to Matt. He's been on the road. He's been teaching with Worship Online. We kind of went back through his whole journey. And today we're talking about defining your dream. And I cannot wait. Let's roll that intro.
Being a worship leader, it's an ongoing spiritual and relentless musical responsibility, not for the faint of heart. The Worship Online podcast is meant to empower, equip, and journey with worship leaders and musicians by uncovering the heart behind worship and how to best serve the local church. In these weekly episodes, we'll discover new ideas, tips, and ways to encourage your team to be the best. Welcome to the Worship Online podcast.
Matt, we're here again.
So glad to be here.
It's like we stepped away and came right back.
Yes, not so far.
Literally. But no, we're so pumped to just to be back here and to be talking about defining the dream. Because I think we got started on this in the last episode a little bit, because we were talking about your journey and how God just kind of showed up in some moments that were just like very defining. And what's crazy, and I think what we kind of landed on in a way was God kind of determining what those things are, really. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times I think we want to be in so much control of what happens in the next step. But there are a lot of things outside of our control too.
Yes.
And I want to dive into that a little bit today. I think it'd be really cool, because I know there's a ton of people who are listening to this podcast going, I've been involved in church for a long time, or maybe I just got started playing music, or it doesn't even have to be music, anything creative. We've talked about sound and lighting and production, people involved in church, whatever it is. But there's this dream that I think gets sparked at some point where we just have this deep desire to accomplish whatever it is, X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. And the next step to what that is, I just want to talk about that a little bit, because I think there are some really important things to think through along the way, no matter what age you are, that are really important. And so I'd love to just kind of pick your brain on those things a little bit.
Man, this is a deep one too.
But it's fun.
Yeah, it's great.
As deep as it is, I think it's still practical. It's something that I think we can all relate to, because to me, I mean, as a second grader, I can remember having this dream of, you know, being on a bus and traveling the world and doing music, you know?
Yep.
And I think there's a lot of people with a similar dream, or you'd be a singer, you'd be a, you know, drummer. There's this dream that you have and you want to set out to do it. But specifically with worship and music, you've kind of been in that role for a while. I'd love for you to just kind of unpack some of the moments where you got close to God and it was like a aha moment. Recall some of those.
Oh man, No, there's a lot. There's many of them, but I just want to say first, and I'll recap at the end.
Yeah.
The one thing that I have finally feel like, now I'm not, don't have it figured out, but that I have settled it on, is that no one can, it can take your joy from you. And you know, you can control it by how hard you work and how you look out on life, you know? And so that, through all the ups and downs I've been through, it's been a very long, hard road. And something in the last year, I don't know, it's clicked with me now. I'm not arrived by no means, but I've started to realize that like not one person or nothing, like nothing can steal the joy from me, you know? So with that being said, I'm still learning about it. Would tell everybody that of like,
That's just good, man.
Love the Lord. Know that He has you exactly where you're supposed to be.
Yeah,
and it might not be like where you think you should be or how, you know, all that. But just enjoy where you're at.
Wow,
look at all the good things. And I, you know, for what it is, because there always is. And I think is with me, I was grown up with my parents work really hard and they're amazing, and they instilled this really hard work ethic in me. So I always have this, like I should be up here, you know, at a certain level, always looking to the next thing, which is good, I think, with a lot of people to do that. But yeah, I think I just missed a lot of lessons and a lot of, I'm, yeah, when I look back on something, I was like, why was I not just more happy? Wow. You know, so anyways, all that being said, I just wanted to get that a point that across.
I think that's so good though, because it reminds me of 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances.
Yes.
We're asking that all the time. God, right. What's your will? Mm-hmm. That's what it says. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. God, yeah. What's your will? His will for you is to rejoice always, which always. Other translations say, be joyful always.
Always.
Pray continually, be thankful in all circumstances. And we mentioned this in the last episode, but I think for you, a big thing is that joy just exudes from you. It's not eludes, because we got that word backward, but yeah. It just comes off of you. And it's funny that you say that now, because I think that nothing can steal your joy is so truthful, because if the will of God is for us to be joyful always, then that actually means that it's possible. Right. But it's a choice, right?
It's a choice, because whatever job it is, I cannot say I was joyful when I was working. I worked at Starbucks for a little while. Mm. I did not want to be making lattes at like a generic coffee shop. You know, I was thankful for some of the benefits and stuff. You know, I knew it was like for that season of life. But, and I know some of the guys, like I'm really close with Jordan Holt, one of the other, you know, instructors on Worship Online, and we've known each other forever. And I know we both have had conversations for years about those kind of things, but it's hard, but you just got to keep your joy, because life just goes by and you got the Lord always takes care of it. And now I can look back on hard transitions. I'll talk about some, but even in those harder times and transitions, just the Lord was so faithful the whole time in the moment, you know, I'm like, what the heck is happening? But, you know, in all those moments, I look back on it and I'm like, wow, like that's exactly what needed to happen for me at that moment.
Wow.
You know, when you're going through it, you can't see it clearly. You definitely can't see it clearly, but, you know.
Not to like dig too deep into that.
Yeah, that's great.
But please, like if you could, what would one of those look like?
All right, I'll go through, man, this one, I'll get vulnerable.
Yeah.
This is great. Let's get vulnerable.
You share one, I'll share one.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this one's one of the very, very vulnerable ones. But my time in Atlanta, I can say John, Mark, and Matt Redman are two of my closest friends, they were my employers.
Yeah.
And they're obviously two of the most, I mean, what the Lord gives them in lyrics, in their songs, their music influences the whole world. I was just going through life stuff, and it's funny, like, you know, when you're in it, you're kind of bound. When you're a player, I'm technically like a self-employed, you know, and I'm bouncing around playing for different people. Sometimes you say yes to people and then someone asks you to do something, but you've already committed.
Right.
It's like that thing. And you're like, and I was playing for both of them, and sometimes the dates didn't work out and it was like so hard, and I was going through life stuff and I wasn't sure how to communicate, you know, and at the end of the day, it was at separate times, all within a year, but they both were just like, hey, you know, I feel like this is maybe just, it's been tough with some of the stuff. Might be time to transition to another guitar player. And it was, you know, they still would ask me to play or, you know, you know, I wasn't in control. I was like, what is happening? Like you asked me to do it, I couldn't do it, but then you find someone else. And, you know, and I can tell you lots of other guys have gone through this. It's just the way it works out sometimes. And I think because I'm relational and we were close, that was really hard for me. And then what's funny is I was like, you know, I'm just going to try a new season of life and move to Nashville. And, you know, I mean, because of both those guys, you know, I knew Matt Marr, and literally the day I moved, April 1st, 2015, the week before that, Matt Marr asked me if I wanted to do a tour with him on that day for a month.
Wow.
Because Matt Redman had talked to him. He was like, you know, I think Matt should need to transition, and John Mark kind of similar. And I just knew something. And it was to the day when I moved here, I had a tour for a month, and then Matt asked me to be his guitar player, like full time. Wow. And just like, that's the Lord. Like, you know, it's just the timing of it all.
Yeah.
And, you know, because in my mind, I'm like, I want to play guitar all the time for Memberman, for Chris Tom, you know, John Mark. Like, but it's just, you know, seasons of it and how it works out. And so, you know, I moved to a new city, and lots of people moved to Nashville or other cities with no work. And just like, wow, I had a great, an artist who I love. And
yeah.
So yeah, that kind of stuff, you know, it was like, I wasn't sure. I was like, what is God doing in my life? Like, are these doors closing? Or I felt like I did the right thing, but then it felt like I didn't do the right thing.
Yeah.
Did I do the right thing?
Yeah.
So yeah,
yeah,
you know,
so good.
And I think in all those moments, you just are, you pray about it. And you just need to be confident in your decisions and move forward and just communicate the best way you can and trust that the Lord has it all in his plan. And he does.
He does.
He does.
And that's the coolest thing I feel like is that sometimes we get more worked up about it.
Yes.
You know, God's 100%. Going, I've already figured this part out. You just got to trust me. And we work ourselves up. We ask a lot of people, many of them are the wrong people, I'm sure, you know,
right.
Or we try to figure it all out by, you know, reading certain books or, you know, watching certain films or listening to certain things. And it's like, at the end of the day, like, get close to Jesus, get in his word,
mm-hmm.
and just ask him, like, ask him, tell him the things that you're thinking through, tell him, like, be honest with him, and then see what he says. What I had a good friend of mine once tell me, you know, God obviously is love. The Bible says God is love, but he mm-hmm. directs with peace, like that peace that is just beyond understanding, that uncontrollable peace, you know? And it's like, you can be uncomfortable and have no idea what the risk factors are, but it down deep, if you're at peace, you'll know the direction you're supposed to go. And my wife and I are the same way. 2015, we just knew that we were supposed to move here and to Nashville. And it was like, we didn't know anybody. We legit, like, I mean, had no idea what was in store. I'd done radio for years, traveled with bands for a long time, done music, produced a little bit, but in no way could I, quote unquote, you know, move to Nashville and be any one of those things. It was just, I'm just going to go there because I know I'm supposed to. Like, now's the time. Mm-hmm. We're going to step out and do it. Got here. A great friend of mine moved here within a few weeks. And then I had like all these other friends randomly from other cities move here within 6 months. It was like, but really good friendships, like longtime friendships. And then the church we are part of here at The Belonging, like the community there, it was just like, then just the depth of the relationship with God, like being so dependent because you don't really know anybody, you don't really know what you're doing, you're just trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
But the depth that God takes you in with him in that process is huge. Sometimes being alone is not a bad thing, you know? And mm-hmm. I think we get so worked up in our heads. Obviously community is so important, but being alone with God is the key. And so defining the dream is kind of finding that place of, God, what is it that you are speaking to my heart? You know, what are the things that you're bringing to life in my heart? What are the things mm-hmm. that you're making noisy in my heart? The things you've designed me for. And it takes me back. Thanks for sharing that story, because that's huge. And it's important to be vulnerable, because I think—
trust God the whole— And know he is always faithful.
Well, there's so many that I know that we've walked through those things or we're about to. And so if you are listening to this and you're like, I don't even know what you're talking about, these things will probably come back to you. It's like a good song. I can remember writing a song that was like for our church back in 2008. Didn't really mean a lot to me. It was kind of one of those pressure cooker, we need a song by tomorrow kind of things.
Oh my gosh.
Hurried up, wrote it. And then what I didn't realize was like 3 years later, that would be the song that I like held on to.
Wow.
For helping me get through a season of transition. But what your story reminded me of was back in 2010, I was leaving my home church where I was, you know, kind of grew up. I was on staff there for a while. And I had the opportunity to go out and do a record with the producer. And then I had an opportunity to move away for the first time, move away from home and kind of base somewhere else up in Chicago. And then I had a radio show. I'd done radio for a long time. So those were my three, in my mind, those were my three options, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
I can either do the artist thing, move away and but be at a church there and base there, or do this radio show thing. For months, I was struggling with this thing. It was hard. It was like in my head and I just couldn't figure it out. And I think I'd worked myself up too much, like in my head. I was like freaking out. I was married. I felt the responsibility of that. I was at a great church with good pay, good benefits, you know, and I was like, I felt like I had to make a transition, but I had no idea. So I just prayed and prayed and prayed. And it literally took me a few months of just being close to God and like making time to just keep it at his feet. And sometimes like there's that, you feel like you're being redundant. You feel like you're over repeating yourself in prayer sometimes. But there was this old like saying, like praying things through. And I think for our sake, just constantly laying down our dreams, laying them at the feet of Jesus and going, God, like, what is it that you're doing in all of this? And I remember specifically praying for those three things. And there was a moment, like one specific moment that I'll never forget. I felt like God dropped in my heart. And this is after like days and days and days and days, back to back praying over it. There was one specific moment I remember feeling like God almost audibly saying, why not all three?
That's amazing.
You know?
Yeah.
All this time I'm freaking out. Like I have to pick the right one.
Right.
And God's like, why not all three? Be an artist. Go to this city, to a place where you've never been, you know, the unknown, and keep the radio show going. It was just like this moment of like pressure's off. Yeah. Just chase it. You
chase
know?
It. And
it was God crazy.
And he'll make the path. He'll just make
it. And until you take the step,
yep.
You have no idea how it'll happen, you know? And I think that it's funny, every moment of transition since then, it's like anytime I feel a specific direction, I just go ahead and take the step. Because it's like as soon as I make my first step, I'm gonna know where my second one has to be, you know? But until you take the first one, you have no idea where the second one's gonna be.
Right. And on that as well, that's amazing. Yeah. No, that's, and one thing I was learned and told by a mentor of mine, but it's like if you have two, just say you have to make, like for an example, if you're trying to, you're asked to play for two different people.
Yeah.
And you have to make a decision. You're like, they're both great. I don't know. You know, just make a decision and the Lord is going to be neither one and just go forward with it.
He'll
and
bless
just
whatever you decide.
Don't regret. Don't think about, you know, that's, I struggle with that. Just, you know, it's natural. I mean, with every decision in life, but, even I know in my experience being in, I'm sure you can relate with church music. Sometimes you're specifically with me, it's with playing. Like, you want to play with someone who can, if it's a job, who can provide you more income, or you want to play with someone who you're really excited to play about, play with, you know, like they're the end thing. But just God uses different worship movements or artists. God uses everybody. You never know. Like, so whoever it is or whatever church, you know, you're at, just serve and just be.
Yes.
You know, because it's not like just the hype of it, you know?
Right.
I would say don't.
I think that don't people get that, in their the heads of like there's only a specific amount of opportunities.
Yes.
But there's actually room for everybody.
There is room for everybody because the Lord, no, I'm one of my best friends, another story of my life, is growing up in Connecticut, my friend Dave Swanson, maybe one the best guitar player I know. Mm. He's the same age. He started in younger than I was. And I remember growing up, like, why is Dave so good and so much better than I'll ever be? And he still is. But what's funny is I was single and I moved down to Nashville and Atlanta and just had this opportunity, and Dave got married young and has kids and his family's in Connecticut and he just couldn't just move. And in Connecticut, there's not the studio or the opportunity. He is still so anointed and so amazing. And it's, you know, going home, I mean, we talk about a lot, but he now, what's amazing in Connecticut, he is like helping songwrite and produce so many songs out of local churches there that an area there hasn't been much of like a sound or a voice from the Northeast.
Wow.
You know, but generally it comes, you know, Nashville, Atlanta, you know, Texas, the bigger cities with that, you know, the bigger populations and church budgets and that.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And you know, looking at it now, we talk about, I'm like, you know, yeah, I guess I've gotten to do some of this stuff, but Dave, you're like, in helping influence and pull out of people like their own voice, you know, and it's like one of those things on paper, it doesn't look like the opportunity is amazing in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you for sure, nobody probably thought Redding, California was going to be the influence it has.
Yeah.
And now it's true. Now it's, you know, really everyone wants to go, and it's amazing, and you should go experience, you know, the amount of influence and what God's doing to them. But everybody who's there will tell you, who's been there for 10, 20 years, like, we had no idea.
Yeah.
Because it's just a small, you know, town in Northern California.
But that's the thing I love. Like, anytime God has a plan and you say yes and you serve and you just want to be there, like, things can happen if the heart is in a pure place. Like, I think there's a lot of people that I feel like we've reached the level where we could talk for hours because there's so many directions you could take with us.
Rein it in.
But specifically with the church, like, capital C, like, no matter where you are, no matter what church that you're at, if his presence is the standard, if encountering God is the goal, anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
As long as, like, that stays at the top. Because the moment it becomes about the production, the moment it becomes about the songs,
right,
the moment it becomes about the band or about the sound or about, you know, the building, about the lighting, anything that's not an encounter, you fall apart. I was just at a church this last week, and very first service, my microphone didn't work.
Oh, gosh.
Second service, the guitar, something had gotten rerouted, and it was the only thing any of us could hear in our ears, right? And then finally, the third service is great. But I looked at those, and every single service, people encountered Jesus.
Yeah.
And those things just don't matter. And it's like, you can beat yourselves up about them. You can get all upset. But at the end of the day, did people encounter God, and did we do our best? Yeah. Sometimes just stuff happens. But, like, if that's the goal, anything can happen. And whether it's in Reading, whether it's in the middle of nowhere, Arkansas, whether it's in anywhere, just look anywhere. Something can happen if the goal is just being with Jesus and encountering his presence.
God will show up anywhere and it'll be amazing.
It's so true.
It doesn't matter any of that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. So that's really, it as simple as it sounds, I think defining the dream is just staying close to God.
Yep.
And whatever desires are in your heart, the dreams that you have, if you're close to him, just start walking it out. Like, just start living it out. Just start watching God do
have
it for
so
you.
Have so much joy no matter what.
Have joy and just be faith-filled, you know? Like, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Just have faith. Just have faith and believe that it's all in his timing, and just trust him. And if you're joyful through the process, if you're praying continually and you're thankful throughout the whole thing, that's his will for you.
Yes.
And then everything will start to make sense.
Yep.
It's so good. Man, Matt, this has been like one of the funnest things, bro.
Yeah, love
it. Thanks for taking time.
Thanks for having me.
It's been so fun. If you want to know more from Matt, what are ways that people can connect with you? Are you on Instagram, social?
Yeah, Instagram, Matt Podesla.
Okay, cool.
That's probably the best way. Facebook, it's the same.
Sweet. Yeah. So follow Matt. Go check his stuff out. He's out on tour and also with Worship Online. So you can see his face on the videos and and teaching you how to play some of these songs. If you haven't, go check out Worship Online. You can go to worshiponline.com/podcast to get all these episodes, our past episodes. If you want to know more about Matt, we had a whole episode that we just kind of unpacked his story, how he got started in music on the last episode. But man, get involved. If you're a musician, if you're in church and you want to know more and get more involved and learn some of these songs, Worship Online is a great resource. You can check out our blog with some of the more kind of heartfelt things that we've kind of gotten questions in on and heard from other people. You can leave us a review on iTunes, but go check it out. Again, worshiponline.com/podcast. The link's in our show notes as well. But we'd love to hear more from you guys. But Matt, thanks again so much for being with us, man. This has been great.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon.
This is the Worship Online Podcast. Visit worshiponline.com for links, videos, and subscription info. The Worship Online Podcast is produced by Key Eye Productions in Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks for listening.